So much of the coverage of the steroid scandal has been about asterisks in the record books, gold medals revoked and returned, you can almost forget that this isn't essentially about unfair advantage in sports. It's supposed to be about health and the danger of self-inflicted injury. Well, apart from whether a drug makes you hit a baseball farther or run faster, what does it do to your body? To remind us, we've called Dr. Alan Rogel of the University of Virginia. He's a pediatric endocrinologist and also a consultant to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Welcome to the program, Dr. Rogel.
Thank you.
Let's say a baseball player takes anabolic steroids. What are the potential adverse effects and how likely are they?
Well, it obviously depends upon two things. Number one, the potency of the drug, how much is taken, and how long it is taken for. But in general, if we start with the top of the head and work downwards, one would have premature balding. One may have liver damage, can be mild liver damage, can be quite significant liver damage. If you are a male, you would decrease the amount of testosterone that you make on your own because the body senses, hey, I don't need to make any more. I got enough around. And then one's testes can become smaller, or in the vernacular, one's grapes can become raisins. One can then have increased cardiovascular risk.
So you're talking about side effects or adverse effects that range from things that affect your appearance to some things that might be life-shortening, in fact.
They certainly can be the latter, especially the higher the dose, the longer the time someone takes these drugs.
Let me ask you about that. I want you to describe what might be a course of medication with anabolic steroids that would be considered therapeutic and ethical for what sort of condition. How much might somebody take, and do we know how that compares with what some athletes might have been doing?
You mentioned earlier, I am a pediatrician, so there are a fair number of boys who aren't going through puberty at all or at a slow pace, and I would prescribe testosterone for them, starting at perhaps 50 milligrams a month, and then over 2 or 2.5 years, getting up to 200 milligrams every 2 weeks. So that would be going from 50 milligrams a month to 400 milligrams a month. In some of the stories that we've heard, men would take thousands of milligrams a week. So to use a baseball cliche, they ain't in the same ballpark.
Let's say that, I mean, if an athlete came to you, you're a pediatrician, but I'm saying, let's say you were an endocrinologist treating adults and said, I want to have some medication to make me run faster. I understand that that's something that we'd consider unethical for that reason alone. But if they said, I pulled my muscle last week or last month in practice, I'd like to get back to normal so I can run as fast as I used to, ethical to give them the same drug that would be unethical in the first case?
Not in my opinion. There are just no data to show that. So in my opinion, no, sir.
Among the effects that you mentioned, you didn't get to, perhaps I interrupted you before you did, you didn't mention what we would commonly call roid rage.
No, I didn't. Because what you would think is somebody goes absolutely crazy and beats down doors and stuff like that. Does that happen? Absolutely. Does it happen commonly? No. But the issue, I think much more importantly, may be depression and other psychiatric findings. I mean, there have been a fair number of suicides, and one would wonder whether the steroids had a significant central nervous system effect other than the very fancy roid rage that you and I could describe without ever having seen it.
So bottom line, these drugs can be bad for your health.
Oh, I think so. Not I think so, I know so.
Well, Dr. Rogel, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You are quite welcome.
That's endocrinologist Alan Rogel of the University of Virginia and Indiana University Medical Schools talking about the health effects of steroids.